WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. And I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a blacktop. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Closet. and I turned them up to 10, and then I played them all again. I found my independence, can't believe I ever lost it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. Sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. Sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. And I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more.
Got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. Cause I got a roof over my head, the woman I love laying in my bed, and it's all right, all right. I got shoes under my feet forever in the eye staring back at me, and it's all right, all right. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's all right by me. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby, all right, yeah.
stakeholders. And I don't know who is waiting for you. Keep checking over your shoulder, like somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't wanna be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing, girl, listen. I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy, all I know is that guy must have up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my head. That ain't no kind of love, I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Home for country favorites and classics.
Howdy, y'all. This is Dwight Yoakam.
Hi, Shania Twain here.
105.5 WIRI.
How do I get through one night without you? If I had to live without you, what kind of life would that be? Oh, I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you Oh, how do I live?
Child and a preacher's daughter, she was baptized. said, I'll be sure and phone you. She called her from a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona, with Amazing Grace. We made California live. And then my gypsy life started taking its toll, and the fast lane got empty and out of control. And just like an angel, she saved my soul from the devil. It's easy, rebel child and a preacher's daughter. She was baptized in dirty water. Mama cried the first time they caught her with me. They knew they couldn't stop her. She holds tight me and the Bible on the back seat of my motorcycle. Left her daddy standing there preaching to the choir, you see. Gotta love her.
Last night alone. don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. And baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters but being with you, like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day. Get carried away. It might seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes, before I even realize the ride I'm on. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away, nothing matters.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to High School Sports Action here on 105.5 WIRI, where we have high school hockey coming your way as Wisconsin Rapids prepares to take on the Northwest Icemen, a team based out of Barron, a big co-op, as we are just moments away from puck drop. My name is Mike Comer. I'll be bringing you the action today as Wisconsin Rapids, Northwest, come in just about identical. Both teams come in with a 4-9 record overall. Wisconsin Rapids having dropped two in a row to two of the better teams on their schedule, with that being first undefeated in Division One, number one ranked Spash took an 8-1 loss earlier in the week, and then last, I think it was Thursday, they dropped another one to Wausau West. And with that, we're underway. Here's Wisconsin Rapids wearing their home white jerseys with gray breezers, white socks with red and gray trim is customary colors for Wisconsin Rapids hockey. While the Icemen, they are wearing a very dark navy blue top, breezers and socks with red and white trim, numbers and letters. So we're underway. Wisconsin Rapids, they take the opening faceoff, and they are holding their offensive zone. At the far point was Tyson Vilbaum. He just took a slap shot in on goal, whereas the Icemen are able to regroup and send the puck deep. Rapids reconvening down in their end, picked up by Brian Dietz, one of the defenseman starters for the game, as now Rapids breaks in the zone by Nathan Bouchard. Bouchard takes it, centering pass back to the slot. He cannot get his pass as Northwest, they can clear the zone as Rapids sends it back down, gets back on sides, giving chase Griffin Schindler. He can't quite get enough on that shot. Back come the Icemen as Connor Severson brings it up into the Rapids off defensive zone, as we continue to play. We have a stoppage of play here, a whistle. Offsides was the call. Again, Wisconsin Rapids, their starters in goal. Riley Bastien, Tyson Vilbaum, and Ryan Dietz on defense. Center, Jax Poggle. Right wing, Sawyer Wilkins. Left wing, Michael McDonald. As we have that whistle, was actually not an offsides. It is a penalty coming up on the Express. Number 9 for the Express, or the Iceman. I'm going to keep calling the Express because my work with the USPHL is it's going to be a tripping penalty. Power play coming up, Wisconsin Rapids. As in the box is Brody Chartraw. As get that all written down. Rapids on the power play right now, not looking like it, as the forecheck for the Iceman really looking well. As Rapids does break into the zone, Jax Poggle brings it in deep, sends it back down to the point. Charles Kissinger with it, walks in a little bit, shot wide of the mark. Jack Potter in there, he recurls that puck, sends it back down to Ryan Dietz. Ryan Dietz stops, walks back, top of the circle, down to Potter. Potter looking to hit in the slot, shot just wide of the mark by Sam Gash, recorraled there by Wisconsin Rapids. Kissinger shot, big bounce off the blocker, bouncing loose, it's picked up by Rapids. Rapids still has possession with Gash. Gash gets the puck knocked away as Northwest, they send it back down the length of the ice. 55 seconds left on the skater advantage. Again, in high school, the periods are 17 minutes each, so they play a full 51 minutes, not the 60 minutes that we see at most other levels, college, USPHL, juniors, NHL. Rapids, they send the puck down deep, going to hold the zone, try to get there first. It's Tyson Vilbaum. He doesn't not need it there, as there is now a whistle coming up against Wisconsin Rapids, as we will be playing 4-on-4 here for 32 seconds. Interference is the call, as Nathan Bouchard, he's going to the box for, as I said, interference. Both teams hit with penalties real quick here as we're just 2:51 into the contest. No score, of course. The starters for the Iceman at center, David Pond. Left wing, Gavin Lehman. Right wing, Dawson Brown. Defenseman, Thorfinn Moe and Garrett Givens. And the goaltender, Oscar Severinsen. So now we've got, now as we are playing 4-on-4, that is an icing for Wisconsin Rapids. So we get a stoppage play. 23 seconds left on 4-on-4. On that penalty to the Iceman, Wisconsin Rapids, 1:51 left on their penalty, as there will be a face-off to the glove side of Bastien. Face-off, Schindler wins it, sends it back to the Raiders, back to his teammate, as that is Tyson Vilbaum up ahead. That's a shot and a goal! Sawyer Wilkins with the one-timer from the circle, and Wisconsin Rapids gets a 1-0 lead. As Molly Hatchett's flirting with disaster, blares on the loudspeaker, as Rapids was there for a moment, as we have the goal set at 3:12. Again, we'll wait for the official scoring of that goal as we play on. Face off again, controlled by Wisconsin Rapids. Still play on 4-on-4, but we have another stoppage for icing.
Rapids goal! Score at number 9, Sawyer
Wilkins with the goal.
He was assisted by number 2, Tyson Vilbaum.
And Vilbaum.
That's Wilkins
with the assist.
3:12
was the time of the goal, so my math skills working really well today on an early Saturday morning hockey game. And yes, I will call 12:30 in the afternoon on a Saturday early morning for me, as both, as the Icemen are now at full strength. They've got a power play opportunity. Here's Wisconsin Rapids trying to break out of the zone, and they do, trying to get a shorthanded goal. That was Jax Poggle giving a little bit of trouble to the Iceman. Severinsen makes a glove save as he turns it over to one of his teammates. Jack Potter gets in there. Loose puck right at the top of the crease. It's picked up by the Iceman as they try to break out the zone. Sending the puck back down was Poggle. Jack Potter in there. Poggle has it on his own, gets around the defense, takes a shot, big rebound off Severson's leg pads. Picking it up now is the Express. Express, I told you I'd do it many times today. It's just used to the USPHL action that I do. As Gavin Lehman, he brings it up. Them Rapids back on the attack as there's a shot taken by Braden Roberts. Turned away in front by the defense as Rapids able to clear the zone. 27 seconds left on the skater advantage for the Iceman. Now they're back on the attack, picked up by Potter as Potter lifts it back down into the offensive zone for the Raiders. Giving some hindrance down there is Michael McDonald. He's got the puck below behind the goal as he's skating around the circle, waiting for a couple teammates to get in there and possibly create an offensive opportunity. Shot from the point, trying to get that from the point was Kissinger. He was looking for Gash high on the slot, could not do it as puck is sent back down behind the goal. Sent back the other way quickly by Nathan Bouchard as both teams are back to full strength. 12 minutes to go in regulation. Skating in is, I believe that was Billbaum. He sends a high over the crossbar and Rapids has to reset. Puck comes out to center ice and there's a collision in the corner. Big collision. Both players go down. Puck is still picked up either way by McDonald. He loses handle on the puck. Rapids trying to keep it down in the zone. That's Billbaum. Shot sent in by Gash, and it is covered by Severson. We get a stoppage play. 11:28 to go in this first period of action. Again, thanks for joining us today in this doubleheader of sorts, as we got Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln High School hockey right now. And then tonight, the nightcap, 7 p.m., Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. They try to bounce back after taking a tough one on the chin by the Minnesota Squatch. Lost 6-1 last night. And I'll be back here on the call for that. If you want to listen to a lot of hockey today, the good old hockey game, as Stompin' Tom Connors called it. We got it today as Rapids wins a faceoff. That came to the blocker side of Severson. Big rebound that goes out to neutral ice. And then a shot in on goal by the Iceman. That was Caden Quigley. Bastien was there, ready to stop it. As puck comes back out, neutral ice. Now, both teams have to reset. It's Colin Ashbeck. He sends it up into the offensive zone. Raiders giving chase. Big turnover right on the verge of the crease. Maddox Thomas, he couldn't quite get there. As the Iceman, Noah Nelson, turns it over. Shot from the point. Rebound picked up and covered there by Severson. As we get another stoppage, 10:51 left to go in the first period of action. Big shot there from the point by Kissinger as that puck hit the pads. Severson bounced up and right back down in front of him right when a couple of Raiders sticks were getting in the vicinity. He covers it wisely as we get a stoppage play. And now a faceoff to the glove side of Severson. Won by Wisconsin Rapids. Dietz takes a shot, sends it down to the circle. It was actually just a pass that was intended for Colin Ashbeck. Puck is tied up in the corner as Rapids sends a puck behind the goal. Looking to break out is the Iceman. David Pond brings it up the far side. Shot in off the leg pad of Bastien. Dietz with it in the corner. Tried to pick it up and send it up ahead to his teammate Maddox Thomas. Puck is tied up in the corner. Out comes Pond. He gets pushed off the puck by Billbaum. Rapids, Billbaum and Dietz, both two of the tougher defensemen that you will see on the ice today as Rapids has a two-on-one opportunity. That is Thomas. Pass to Schindler. Schindler can't quite get a stick on it. And as we play on, Northwest back on the attack. Sends it back into the Rapids zone. Picked up by Billbaum. Billbaum taking this puck, pass up ahead. That was passed to Wilkins. Wilkins gets it up into the zone. He loses handle of the puck, and that's where Connor Severson, who picks it up, takes it back, tries to get it out to neutral ice. He cannot. Rapids holds his own. High slot, Jack Potter tried a shot. That was turned away by the defense. Rapids had another opportunity. That was Wilkins. He couldn't quite get through the defense either. As Rapids sends the puck back around. 9.5 to go in the first period as we play on. Billbaum holds his own. Big shot. Sent. Bounce off the leg pads of Severson. The Iceman sent it back around the boards. As Rapids resetting. Jack Potter tries to center it. That's picked up. by Wilkins. Rapids tried a backdoor pass, and they could not quite get it there as puck is still squirting out loose. Shot off the post. That was Wilkins there on that opportunity as puck comes back out to the point. Vilbaum shot from the point. Big rebound just sitting there, and it's covered by Severson. He covered it just a fraction of a second faster than what Wilkins could get there, and we have another stoppage of play coming up here. 9 minutes exactly left in this first period as we play on here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. Again, thanks for joining me. Mike Comer here bringing the action. Randy Paul, he's on vacation yet. Hoping to get him back in the swing of things next week. We got a couple basketball games coming your way on Thursday and Friday. We'll talk about that later on, of course. There's an offsides penalty being called, delayed, and we are still playing as Rapids gets back onside and we play on. Iceman, send it down to the Rapid zone, and that's going to be called an icing, so we got another stoppage. 8:42 left to go in the first period, and there will be a faceoff coming back down into the Iceman zone, and that will be to the glove side of Severson. Oscar Severson, of course, goalie for the Iceman. Today, Riley Bastien for Wisconsin Rapids, making splitting time there this year with Noah Peterson. Face-off, puck jumps straight up into the air, corralled by Sam Gash and sent it on net. Just a slow roller, and it is covered up by Severson. So we get another a replay of that. Rapids controls it. Get down in the corner, hold the point. He's Kissinger, and he can't quite hold it as puck comes out neutral ice. Rapids needs to reset on sides, and they do. If Bouchard bring it up into the zone, giving chase is Michael McDonald. Kissinger holds his own, holds point. That got deflected high and over the goal. Rapids streaming to get back to it. As Bouchard down in there. He got a game winner just about a week ago against West Salem in overtime. So Bouchard, he's around the puck quite a bit. Kissinger, he took a shot that was way wide of the mark. Looking for a redirect. Did not happen. As the Iceman, they clear it down the length of the ice. We will have an icing. 7:54 left to go in the first period of action here in this non-conference hockey game between Wisconsin Rapids and the Northwest Icemen. As they are a large co-op that covers from Barron to Cumberland, Turtle Lake, Bloomer, Chautauq. That's all I see on the roster here is established 2013. As we play on, face-off was well controlled by Rapids. Griffin Schindler, he sends it in. Bouncing puck up and threw into the crease. Shot attempt again, just over the goal. That was a near miss there by Maddox Thomas. Rapids still holds his own. Schindler, top of the circle shot, wide of the mark. Rapids holding his own. That's Kissinger. He's there first, sends it in. Puck redirected up into the netting by one of the defensemen of the Icemen. That was Brody Chartaw. Or Chartraw, excuse me, as we get another stoppage. 7:26 to the musings of the Tom Tom Club. A genius of love, something I am not. As we are about ready to have a face-off here, Wisconsin Rapids. Face-off side, the blocker side of Severson. Rapids won that face-off. Schindler was trying to get it down to the shot that's deflected, and then the zone held by Ryan Dietz. Express, puck behind the goal. Express and Iceman. I'm going to have to start creating a tally of how many times I made that mistake. As we play on here, as Rapids has to make a save there. That was Bastien having to turn away a puck. None of these shots on goal for the Iceman really have been strong shots on goal. They've been mostly just dumping the puck into the zone as they just happen to be on goal. So Rapids holding a 9-3 advantage shots-wise. And a 1-0 lead over the Iceman. 6:40 to go in the first period. Rapids on the attack. That is Gash. He gets around the defense. He can't quite hold on to the puck. Fortunately, there is actually, that was Poggle. Skates around the defense. Puck chipped back down deep by the Iceman. And there is an opportunity there as Bastien has to quick play the puck. And he does. Gets the puck away as there's another opportunity. Shot and a goal! shot and a goal. That goal will be coming via Garrett Givens, as he was able to just get a stick on that puck, and he was able to send it up in the far corner. And we've got a tie, a 1-1 hockey game here at the Southwood County Recreation Center. As that was one of the more unique looking goals you're going to see, as he just got a stick on there and he just took the shot in the same instance that one of the Rapids players had a stick on it. And he got it to go up in the goal. David Pond on the assist. 10:47 time of the goal as Givens and Pond on that score. If only that could have been last name Golden instead of Givens, and we'd had Golden Pond, that classic movie. As we play on, Rapids with the puck, breaking up into the zone, as there's going to be another penalty called, and that's going to be a tripping penalty against the Iceman. As that will be Noah Nelson going to the box. Rapids with a second opportunity here. Well, I'm going to guarantee that's a tripping penalty. As we are sitting at 11:24, time of the infraction. As Noah Nelson. As Rapids' second power play of the game, they're 0-1 so far. Rapids holding the zone is Vilbaum, near side. Back to Schindler, shot, Vilbaum just wide of the mark. The puck is loose, Rapids corrals it. And they're trying to hold things up in the circle. They do, but Express, they get there first. And they send it down the length of the ice as the Icemen, again, trying their best to try to get back up on Wisconsin Rapids. 1-1 hockey game. Minute and a half left in this skater advantage. 5 minutes left to go in the first period. Schindler takes it up, goes behind the goal, stops. Gets a cross ice shot. Opportunity there is turned away. Bouchard, he gives it back to Schindler, who's standing way high in the slot. Down there battling for is Michael McDonald. McDonald comes away with it. Backhand pass over to Schindler, who can't hold his own. Gets back out into neutral ice. Picking it up now for the Raiders, Bouchard. He's skating around, gets it back up. Neutral ice, can't hold on to the puck as the Icemen send it back down. There will be no icing as we're just 50 seconds left in the skater advantage for the Red Raiders. Not really having much luck on this power play opportunity. As Potter, cross ice pass. That is to Poggle. Poggle with it below the goal. Tries to pass back out. He can't get there as there's a collision in the corner. Bouncing puck sent in. That's going to be gloved by Severson. We got a stoppage of play. 4:06 left to go in the first period. 30 seconds left to go on the skater advantage for the Red Raiders. 1-1 hockey game. As we play on here, face-off coming to the glove side of Severson. There's Sam Gash facing off. That is held in the zone by Dietz. Dietz crossway to Kissinger. Kissinger pass to Potter. Back to Dietz. Dietz shot from the point. Big rebound there left for Gash as Dietz keeps his own. Puck is still floating there loose. Now comes up center ice. Dietz runs a little interference there. No call. As Rapids gets the puck back. Kissinger sends it around the cage. Potter gets there first. Keeps sending it back around the boards. And there, of course, becomes an opportunity for the Iceman. 1-on-0. Backhand opportunity. Turned away by Bastien. Good job for the young man there from the Red Raiders. Potter with it now. Far side. He's being flanked there by his teammate, Poggle. He tries center it back. No one home as the Icemen send it back down the length of the ice. Icing is the call. 3:15 left to go in regulation, or in the first period, I should say, as we got a 1-1 hockey game. That was, in the words of my grandfather, pert near a colossal mistake there, as I believe that was David Pond. He comes screaming right up the middle. He was able to jump a pass, and he tried to backhand it home. Bastien, he was there, leg pads down along the ice, and that was a big stop there as Rapids with an opportunity now. Schindler, point-blank shot. That gets turned away. Shot again. That's turned away wide of the mark by, I believe that was Schindler again. Rapids picking up the physicality as they try to pick up a lead yet again as we're under 3 minutes to go in this first period. Puck bouncing around behind the goal. Try to stuff it home. And he does! A wraparound goal! Scored by Wisconsin Rapids Maddox Thomas. Severson never saw it as he was a little slow to get his leg pad to the near post. And by the time he did it, Thomas had already slipped the puck inside. And we got a 2-1 hockey game, Wisconsin Rapids. Entertaining it is, folks. This has been a fun one so far. 14-11 time of the goal. Thomas with the goal. Make sure that's correct, though, but pretty sure I know what I saw. And we'll go on from here as we will get the official score here as Schindler gets the puck on that faceoff. As that is Maddox Thomas for sure with the goal.
He was assisted by number 22, Griffin Schindler. Schindler with
the assist as Rapids. They're trying to break up into the offensive zone. Puck just slides in on them as they have to reset. Coming up into the zone is Tyson Vilbaum. He stops. Thought about coming back towards Schindler, who was at the point. Schindler now skating off in a line change for Rapids. They have the puck deep. Shot coming in. Big rebound there for Severson. As Rapids still on the attack. Sawyer Wilkins with it. Tried to center it back to Vilbaum. Shot for the point. Big rebound back in back of the goal on that shot opportunity. So Wilkins up to the point to Dietz. Back to Wilkins. Wilkins spins, and that's blocked up by the Iceman defense. 1:46 left to go. First period of action. 2-1 hockey game. Wisconsin Rapids leading the Iceman. Rapids, Wilkins, tried to dish pass there. Not quite in order. As now it is, as Jack Potter tried to get there to the blue line. He could not, as the Iceman back trying to take the puck back in the Rapids defensive zone. But before they can do that, here comes Rapids. Jack Potter with it, centering attempt. That was intended for Poggle. He couldn't quite get there, as the defense got there first. Poggle back with it. Circle shot. Shot and a goal! Poggle with a one-timer from the circle, and Rapids goes up 3-1. Poggle on the score, and that will come at 15:45. So after that one little hiccup on that very well-played goal there by Givens, at the 10:47 mark, Rapids scores twice, and with 1:15 left to go in the first period, Rapids starting to pile it on here, 3-1 lead over the Iceman. Max Poggle with the goal for sure. Wilkins and Potter both with assists in the game. On that goal, as we are under a minute left in this first period of action. Wisconsin Rapids trying to play some defense here as the Iceman, they have it deep. Rapids with the puck, bouncing up. That is Poggle. Poggle brings it near side. Pass, shot, just turned away. Just little, couldn't get enough stick on that one. Yes, that was Wilkins trying to jam it home. 32 seconds left. Iceman, big collision by Vilbaum on the other side. Vilbaum with it. Rapids, 25 seconds left. Trying to get one more opportunity here. Nice little chip pass up ahead. 3-on-1 opportunity. Potter with a high slot shot. And a goal by Potter. And it's 4-1 Wisconsin Rapids. Rapids piling it on now as that goal came at 16:43. And we'll wait the official assists as Wisconsin Rapids now piling on. It was a 1-1 hockey game, but now, oh boy, it is a 4-1 hockey game. Wisconsin Rapids really taking control now. Final 16 seconds in this first period. Number three, Jack Potter. He was the one with the goal.
He was assisted by number nine, Sawyer Wilkins.
And Wilkins on the assist.
And by number six, Jack Poggle.
And Poggle, he gets an assist as well, as that is the end of the first period. 4-1, Wisconsin Rapids. As that was very entertaining. Three penalties in that first period of action. Nobody got power play goals, so that works out both sides there. Wisconsin Rapids got the scoring started. Wilkins at 312, the assist to Vilbaum, but Iceman, they were right there as Givens was able to come back with that 10:47 to draw the equalizer. But then after that, it was all Wisconsin Rapids. It's Maddox Tomix with an assist from Griffin Schindler, 14:11. Then Jax Poggle came up with his first goal of the game, 15:45. Assists to Wilkins and Potter. And then Potter, of course, came up with his first goal of the game, 16:43, with Wilkins and Poggle on the assist. Oscar Sevenson, he's got 12 saves on 16 shots faced, whereas Riley Bastien, he's made 4 saves on 5 shots faced. So with that, we're going to step out, get some advertisers in, and some good old country music. We'll be back here in a few moments here on 105.5 WIRI.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by